with another audio this morning. So I know if you listen to the episodes I posted the other day, part one I believe I made on Saturday, and it was I hope it gets better, and then part two was I hope it gets better part two. So it was a part one and part two to I hope it gets better. And I told you guys I was going to take a week off and not record because I was not feeling well. But after thinking last night about it, I kind of decided that I don't want to take a week off because I feel like after listening to my recordings and being emotional, I just kind of realized that I want to have these talk episodes with you guys every day. So this whole week, Monday through Sunday, I'm going to be talking to you. The title of the episodes are going to be like, today will be Monday talk. And I'll have Tuesday talk, Wednesday talk, Thursday talk, Friday talk, Saturday talk, Sunday talk. And then the week of my vacation, which would be August 16th, is when I start my vacation. That day is when I will officially start to do the recordings about mental health. And you'll see me talk about like anxiety and depression. And we'll go into like deep topics about it. And then, of course, like I said, twice a week, we will be doing the random talk. But the rest of the week will be all mental health topics. But I thought just having these conversations, just talking to you guys, if you're sitting across from me on the couch, would be a really, really good idea just to get my feelings out, my thoughts out. And these talk episodes may not be that long, you guys. I'm not probably going to make these 20 minutes. I'm probably going to make these maybe 15 or 10. They're going to be a little bit short because I'm just going to be randomly talking to you guys each day about my feelings, about what I'm dealing with, in hopes that someone listening can relate to me, or maybe it'll help someone else out there. But it's kind of like, since this is my mental health diary, I'm going to give you like an entry every day about what I'm feeling, if I'm getting better, what's going on with me, all that good stuff. And it'll probably be like in the morning each day that I do this. I don't have the phone lines right now, don't cut on until 8:30, so I have a few minutes to record for you guys. And give you guys a little bit of, recording. So, last night, I still was not feeling that well last night, you guys. I have so much things that are still bugging me and bothering me. I did have a particular friend reach out to me last night, which was super sweet. We text back and forth for a minute, and it was just regarding my mental health. And then, you know, I tried to braid my hair last night, but I didn't get to finish it, of course. So my hair is still looking, it's halfway braided and the other half is not braided. And I didn't finish it. And I probably won't finish braiding my hair, honestly, until today. I'm going to try to do it in between my patient calls, but I don't know if that's going to work or not. But I'm going to try my best to do it in between calls. If I get like some downtime, hopefully I can finish my hair up. As I told you guys, every day this week, I'm going to be going for a drive. So when I get off work at 4:15, I'm going to be getting in my car and just going for a short drive to clear my head. My mood is still off, you guys. Like, I don't know when I'm going to feel better, to be honest. Again, like I told you guys yesterday, I have not started taking my meds again because I'm still waiting for one of the medications to come into the pharmacy. And it's like a special order and it has not come in yet. Like I told you guys yesterday, I am a little bit apprehensive because I do not want to take the medication at all, but I'm willing to, I guess, try it one last time. And then I have to call my doctor's office today to cancel the appointment I had with her for next week because I just don't want to do it. And I'm on vacation that week and I want to enjoy the rest of August. Like I told you guys, I just want to be focused on other things. I don't want to do no mental health appointments or anything like that. I just want to kind of stay in my mode of trying to be happy. And then I realized too, something that's been like bothering me too, is that this is no shade to my friend, this is no shade to trying to make him look bad, nothing like that, but because he genuinely is a good person, he has a good heart, all that good stuff. But I was just sitting here yesterday, like, I just was wondering, like, why is it that when he went to Georgia to visit his, like, mom and his dad and his family, he was texting me so heavy, you guys. Like, I mean, texting me back to back every hour on the hour, like, all day long. Even when he was in Florida with his family at Disneyland, he was texting me back and back, constantly showing me pictures. And it was heavy. Even when he's back home in Richmond, you know, where he's stationed in Virginia, like, he texts me really heavy, like, But it's like the moment that he went to Colorado to be with his children, it's like the texting has been like really different between us. It's like we do text each other, but it's like not as heavy as it would be if he was here. You know what I mean? And I don't know why that bothers me, but I don't know if I'm taking it to heart. And I probably am. Like, I'm probably overreacting because I got to realize if he's with his children, naturally, he's probably busy. And he does text me. He'll say things like, oh, I'm with the kids and we did school shopping and we did this. He keeps, you know, texting me to tell me that. But it's like his texting is just completely different while he's there. And I don't know why I'm getting upset about that or why I'm, like, even bothered by that. But I guess, like I said, he's just busy with his kids. But I'm not going to bring it up to him, like, why aren't you texting like this? Because you got to realize if you say something to me, like, why aren't you texting me this much or doing this? They might get offended or mad. And I can't really be mad at him because he is with his kids. So it's not like I can be like, why are you not doing this and that? You know, I can't really be mad. I think he's... And then I got to also think the time zones are so different in Colorado. Like, right now it's 8 o'clock here. It's 6 o'clock there. So I think that plays a role in it too, the time zones and then like him just being busy with his kids, I guess. I don't know, you guys. I'm probably overthinking it because I overthink a lot of things, but I don't know. I think that's just one thing that's been bugging me just a little bit. I don't know. Just a teensy bit. Because even when his like sons were here with him, like we still would text heavy every day. So I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I'm not going to address him or say anything about it. I'm just going to wait until he gets back home and just see what happens. And then maybe if it's still feeling a little off, then I'll text him about my feelings. But I think for now, all I can do is just relax, enjoy the messages that me and him do share between each other. And just, that's all I really can do. There's no hard feelings there, obviously, you know. It's just, I think sometimes when we miss people, we start to overthink things or start to think things are happening that really are not happening. We start to get in our heads because we miss a person because we used to seeing them and realize that, we're not seeing this person, you know? And I just feel like, for some reason, I feel like this week is just dragging so slow. It's like, of course, the week that I'm supposed to go, the week before my vacation, everything wants to drag slow. So I'm kind of like, oh my God, I just want, like, this week to be over with so I can go on my vacation next week. Like, that's just where I'm at, you guys, because I need a break bad just from everything going on. And I just have a lot that I'm trying to get done this week. Like, I'm trying to clean my bookshelf up. I have to do it because I told my mom I was going to work on a section every day. So tonight I'm going to work on the bottom section and throw some things out. Then the next day I'll work on the other section. So each day I'm going to be doing a section. But like I said, I'm going to try to braid my hair in between calls if I can, because regardless, I'm going for a drive today because I just want to get away and clear my head, y'all. But I think I'm not going to have time because my boss sent a message out Friday that it was a glitch or something with our phone system. So that's why we were not getting a lot of inbound calls like we were supposed to. But she was like, now we're going to be getting a bit more calls. So I'm like, oh, Lord, the more calls we get, you know, that's harder for me to do things. So I don't know, y'all. But after I end this, I'm going to, like, try to get dressed and eat something and, I don't know, I guess step outside for a bit to check on my dog and things of that nature. But yeah, I'm glad I'm doing this in some weird sense because I'm telling you guys every day how I'm feeling about something. And yeah, it's just been really, really, I don't know, crazy and chaotic for me. I just been drained because I feel like every day I'm crying, so it's hard for me to get through a day. Now, I don't know if I'm going to... I haven't cried so far this morning, and I hope I don't, but it's like every day I'm crying. Every day I'm feeling numb or sad or just not knowing what to feel. I don't feel like myself, and that's been the hardest thing throughout this whole situation. It's just like I'm have to get through these weeks, and it's hard, you know? Usually I feel like the weeks go by fast, but for some reason I feel like this week is just dragging. But like this whole, I know the week just started, but you know what I mean? Like, I even felt like the weekend was going by slow, which is probably to most would be a good thing, but it's just like, why is this dragging? Like, so yeah, y'all, I don't know. But I'm just gonna try my best to like hang in there and pull through. And you know, that's all I really can do, you know. It's like when I'm sad, depressed, I be just thinking to myself, like, nobody can save me but me. That's how I feel. Because 1,000 people could say, Sherelle, it'll get better. It'll get better. But if I don't believe it's going to get better, then nothing changes. 1,000 people can say, Sherelle, do this and that to help yourself. But if I don't do it, then is it really helping me? So it's kind of one of those things where I feel like I just been suffering in silence, in a sense. Because every day I'm trying to push through. Every day I'm trying to wear like every day I'm trying to push through. Every day I'm like pretty much fake it till you make it, basically is how I feel every day, because I'm like literally trying to make it through each day, and it's not easy. It's super hard, and you know, I don't know how to feel, you guys. It's just, it sucks. It does. But like I told you guys in yesterday's episode, it's so many things that I have to focus on, so many things that I have to deal with right now. Trauma is real, healing is real, and this is not going to be an easy process. I know that one of my friends yesterday was like, yeah, it's not going to be easy, you just have to take the steps. I'm like, I know, it's easier said than done, you know. It's hard when you're not around a lot of people. Like, for me, I'm not around people like that besides my family. Like, I'll be around my mom, my dad, and my daughter. But, and then, like I told you guys, I work from home. So, during the week, there's nobody around me. Like, I'm just in my room, at my desk, working. There's nobody, like, here to be like, oh, hey, Sherelle, let's have a conversation. Like the other day, I think, like, not even the other day, but like a few weeks ago, like maybe 2 weeks ago, one of my coworkers called me on our phone system, and she connected to me, and we talked for like about 10-20 minutes. And I think, in a sense, as we were talking, I think we both needed that conversation, because working at home, you feel so isolated at times because there's nobody around you to talk to. So the only way I can talk to my coworkers is by email, by the Teams chat, or when we connect on the phone line system to each other. So I think we both needed that conversation. She was just telling me about the patients that she has been dealing with and all these other things. And just, it felt good to talk to somebody. Because I want to tell you guys, working at home, I agreed to do it because I knew it would help me be here for my daughter and be able to pull out of daycare to save money. But it is very hard. And it's very, like, depressing at times, to be honest. But my whole department is remote. So it's like, what choice do I really have? Only one person from my department is in the office. The only reason they're there is because they said that they prefer to be in the office because they don't want to be home by themselves because they live alone. Which I understand that, too. But I think I will be disappointed in September when my daughter goes back to school, because, well, I won't be disappointed, but I'll be sad because I'll be here by myself every day while she's at school. Right now, like, when I wake up, she's still here to talk to me and all that stuff. But yeah, it gets lonely, you guys, like, working from home. Like, it does. But I'm also hoping, like, maybe working today and tomorrow and the rest of this week is going to help me, like, not think about my depression as much, because I'll be so busy working that I won't have time to think about, you know, being depressed. That's what I'm hoping for. But, like I told you guys, the big part is I just need a break. Like, I don't go a lot of places. Like, I just started hanging out and going out recently. Like, normally, you guys know, like, I don't leave my house. I'm here 7 days a week. Only time I would leave my house is to go to Target or Walmart go to my daughter's daycare when she was in daycare, go to my daughter's school. Those would be the only times I would literally leave this house. Or go get gas, stuff like that, or go to my aunt's house. Other than that, I was not leaving my house, bro. I was just always here. And like I said, up until recently is when I finally started going out, because my friend was like, no, I'm going to pick you up. He would pick me up on weekends and we would start doing stuff. And that really helped me. So, yeah. So, other than that, I'm in the house. And, like, this weekend, I really didn't do anything. Like, Saturday, what did I do Saturday? I think Saturday, I just stayed in the house all day. I don't recall going. No, I'm lying. Saturday, I went to Walmart to get groceries. Then I came back home and I was just here all day. And then, like I said, yesterday I didn't do anything. Like, I was trying to braid my hair. My mom and my daughter, they left and they went out. I should have went with them because staying in the house sucks. But next weekend, I'm not staying in the house because I don't want to be here. It's just like, I feel like being in the house just makes me so worse off than what I already am. I know it's crazy to say that, but that's how I feel. Like, when I'm in the house, you guys, I feel like I'm getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Because I need to be out. I need to be in air. I need to have the sun hit me. I need to be doing something. Because the moment that I sit in this house, it's like, to me, when you sit in the house and you're depressed, you get sicker and sicker and sicker because you're seeing nothing but the four walls. And it's not healthy. That's why I said the rest of this week I was going to go for a drive, because if I went for a drive, I would feel just a little bit better about getting out the house. So, and even like the week of my vacation, I'm going to make sure I'm not at the house anymore. I'm going to make sure I'm gone like all the time. That me and my daughter will be doing something every single day. I'm not going to be home. Like, I'm just going to make it a point to just be gone all the time. Like, I literally looked at a YouTube video this morning where a couple was like, they've been going through so much that they don't even want to be in their house, that they choose to leave the house every day because it's so overwhelming. And that's, like, how I feel. I'm trying not to cry, y'all, but I just feel like being in the house just makes me sicker. And it's sad to say that, but it does. Like, I feel like being in the house, I can't get better. Like, I literally last night, y'all, when I finished the recording for you guys, I tried to watch TV and I couldn't even sit for 5 minutes to focus to watch a show. Like, my focus is completely off. Like, really off. I couldn't even watch a TV show. That's how bad, like, my focus was. Like, just not even being able to watch TV. Like, I tried to flip through channels, tried to watch a movie on Tubi, tried to watch a movie on a TV show and a movie on Netflix, and I couldn't even sit still long enough to watch the TV show. Like, that's how, like, my mind just was. I was, like, feeling jittery. I was feeling like I couldn't focus to sit still. And it sucked. And I probably think that's why I didn't finish braiding my hair, because I did half of it, but I really didn't want to be doing my hair. So it's just a lot, you guys, that I have been dealing with. And it sucks. So when I am in the house, I'm just depressed. It just makes it worse. So I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to get out. I want to be free. Like, being here sucks. Nothing, like I told you guys yesterday, everybody's out living their life and doing what they want to do, and I'm just stuck. You know, and I feel like that's just not healthy. Like, even my therapist was like, you're not living, you're just existing. And I feel like she's right. Like, I need to stop existing and actually start living, you know? So I feel like everybody's doing their own thing, and then there's just me just sitting here, like, not knowing what to do, you know? And I don't want to rely on another person for happiness either, because I think that's just silly. You know, I want to make my own self happy, you know. So, I don't know. I just have a lot going on through my mind right now, you guys. A lot going on and just being sad and stuff. But I'm trying my best to pull through, you guys. I'm trying. But it has been so, so hard to do so. And then I'm just wondering, like, even if I do start my medication, is it even going to work, or is it even going to do anything, or is it going to be a waste of time? Like, I literally don't want to take a medication again that's not going to work. But I also feel like, what choices do I have? Because it's like, you guys got to understand, as depressed as I've been, as sad as I've been, if I don't do, like, it's like, what else can I do? You know what I mean? Like, I will just keep getting worse and worse and worse. So that's why I said the medication is something I'm probably going to have to do in order to get myself back on track, y'all. So it's just a lot, you guys. But again, thank you guys for listening. I know I said it's only going to be like 15 or 10 minutes. It's like 19 minutes, actually. But thank you guys for listening. I'm going to hope the rest of the day gets better. I will update you guys tomorrow morning about for Tuesday, you know, Tuesday talk. And let you guys know, like, how I'm feeling, what I did for this afternoon and stuff like that. Yeah. But hopefully it gets better, you guys. And anyone listening, I'm going to say this at the end of every episode. Please, if you do a little mental health and you're struggling, please know you're not alone. I'm sending you hugs and lots of love. Just take care of yourself and know that it will get better. And again, you guys, like I told you in the beginning, I'll just be doing talks with you guys every day this week. I'm going to be talking to you guys. So it's not really going to be a set episode. It's just going to be me talking to you guys randomly about what's going on with me and just things of that nature. And then, like I said, the following week when I'm on my vacation, that's when I'm going to start pushing the episodes out for mental health. Like, we're going to do an episode about depression, episode about anxiety. We're really going to start getting into mental health talk with topics. And then twice a week, we'll do the random talk. So look out for those episodes, y'all. But remember, guys, if you are listening to me this week, you're not going to get anything but talk. It'll be like me just talking to you guys, basically. And the only reason I'm doing this because I want to help other people who are struggling like myself. But also, I think it's good, too, because, like I said, it's good to just talk out. Sometimes when you have no one else you can talk to, it's good to just talk to other people and just get everything out. So I'm doing this for a lot of reasons, but anyway, you guys, it is 8:27. The phone line's about to come on at my job, so I want to get ready. Peace and love, you guys.